All right, now, good evening to you guys. I'm Patriot Joy. I hope you guys are great. All right, now, it's a pleasure to be with you guys. All right, now, let me put a disclaimer here. All right, now, $7 trillion, this is the Lord's accomplishment. When I say the Lord, I mean Father God Jehovah. When I say the Lord, I mean the Lord Jesus. When I say Lord, I mean the Lord Holy Spirit. I am no voice of God. I am a human. I am a speck of dust. I'm no better than nobody else. The Lord just chose to be good to me. He trusted me. All right, now, for the gospel's sake, to get rid of these abortions. All right, now, by making homes that kids could be raised in, to help spread the gospel, and to help people directly in Jesus' name, right? You're just in my own family. I don't have any cancer in that marriage yet. Does that make sense? I look forward to marrying William Jesus Wiener right now. All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, I got about this whore jumping at me as far as the chicken head. I heard it's talking about single and other stuff, but William single and other stuff. Okay. The Lord, sort that stuff out. All right, now, that's why I didn't put a poem on. I keep saying, oh, running behind William and all this other stuff. I did none of that stuff. I right now that Brother Carl did. I right now as far as trying to steal from me, I right now in line about having cancer, right? All right, now William put something, it's not just Carl Kate Middleton, does that make sense? No. All right, now hell, is Biden too. Biden is very racist. Brother Carl, wow. All right, now Brother Carl Middleton, Kate Middleton, did not bother to tell Biden, you know, that, you know, cancer was a hoax and it was a lie. He just had some racist thinking he could steal. I don't have to take a reduction. These racists got told as much. In America is very racist. Everybody in America is not racist. No, of course not. But America is racist with a white supremacist tone. You know, it is what it is. That's how America has been run. All right, now, that's for the Lord with the white supremacist tone. All right, now, you wonder why America has been stuck in the hundreds of trillions of dollars for 247 years. It's never been able to break through to a quadrillion dollars in what's on paper. Or not even America's real numbers is actually lower than $789 trillion. You want to be all the way, not even technical about it. All right, now maybe a year, America's probably making maybe less than $15 trillion, right? And they didn't have inflated stuff on paper. Nobody cares about their market caps and all this other stuff. People want to see liquid cash, right? So America got left the scorn and got told to sit down, not taking any reduction to make racists feel comfortable with me. The Mexican border right there. I happily jumped my black Asian ass across it. Why do you think they started trying to frame me, lie me, lynch me, humiliate me, and embarrass me? Because by Jesus, they couldn't steal anything, and they can't steal anything, right? So I'm very excited to go to China, to go to the bank, and to pay the Chinese people. The same day I go to China, I'm leaving out of China. The same day. As soon as I pay the Chinese people, most likely they want to check in the bank. That's fine. I just want to make sure everything works. So right now, that's the Lord. And right now, they're going to immediately leave out of China. I right now and go to Great Britain. It's as simple as that. I right now, as I take control of my own assets with a debit card and use my own money as I see fit to, because it is my money the Lord gave to me for the gospel. First and foremost, it's the Lord's money, right? I right now to help Israel in Jesus' name, to get rid of the abortions across this world. I right now, that's the Lord, by making a home, kids can be raised up and, you know, finance from top to bottom. This preach the gospel in Jesus' name and to help people directly, right? All right, now it's not going to do anything I got going on, but I'm not giving America money. It can and not make it. I don't have to. America, about over 60% of the stock. That is $606 trillion. Where the hell is that money, right? That is a lot of money. That America has given no explanation as to what's happened to it. America had to be rebuked by Jesus' voice and his goodness. And had to be told, God is not down with the races. I keep people saying, America this, America that. Well, how come none of these folks that claim to know the Lord so much, it's not saying they don't? Why don't they ever address the racism, the harshness, and the evil? Why don't they address these racist men having real daughters? All right, now, as far as the Dingley Nut Group, oh, God, no, I'm not a Satanist. All right, now, I don't worship Satan. I worship Jesus. Jesus is God. Jesus is King. I'm not worshiping some lying goat demon. I am not worshiping that stuff, but how some of these racist men paraded real daughters into the Dicknet group that have the identity of a real biological female, realizing how harsh women were treated in the United States and how they had infiltrated, and they still do that to this day. All right, now there are a lot of real girls in the Dicknet group, all right now, that are posing as boys and hybrids that are not. You guys can fact check me on that. Get Biden, Demi, your Dingley Nut group at Expo about the thousands of people that have done this. All right, now, so clearly there is no wow, just a bunch of racism. If you don't believe that, okay, ask this clown ass racist Biden. All right, now that's what that occupies the presidency. This crappy old man. All right, now that's the Lord about the thousands of people who have real biological daughters. A hybrid is not a biological daughter. A hybrid has a penis. If you have a penis that can produce an XY chromosome, you are not a woman. You do not take the place of a woman. I am not saying that to be rude or mean. You don't, right? Does that make sense? Right? No, no way. I right now, but you have had these real racist men that have had real bio daughters, biological daughters, and they've had them in this Dicknet group. If you don't believe me, okay. I right now, that's the Lord. I right now, ex folks like George Bush Jr., ex folks like Biden. Does that make sense? So right now, that's the Lord. And the higher ups in your Dicknet group, does that make sense? So right now, That's for the Lord to write. Now, ask folks like that about real girls being in a dick-nut group that they have loved, that their boys are harassing, are actually biological girls, realizing that they didn't want their daughters to be held back. Does that make sense? So the racists have subverted their own rules for decades now. You guys can fact-check my ass on that. There are real girls literally right now in your dick-nut group. Real women. Right? All right, now that's for the Lord. Right now, you need to have a manifestation contest. What that means is, tell everybody to expose their dicks, all right, now with their physical face showing live on the video. Does that make sense? You're going to see about over 1,000 JJs. I hope that you guys are right now, because you had these racist men break their own rules. Does that make sense? Right now, that's for the Lord. Right now, I'm not in your dick nut group. Does that make sense? I don't have to be in those Satan worshiping men's group to go to no bank. You just had these old nasty racists in the United States thinking they could steal, but they can't. The United States got told it's not their money. Does that make sense? They're trying to lean on Prince William to write. No, William can't do anything about money. That's mine. Does that make sense? No way. I promise William I'll pay him. Does that make sense? Right now, that's why he say he don't want anything from me. Just says he loves me, want me to be happy. All right, now, I love my William too, right now, but it's no problem. If William, you know, the Great Britain wants some money to help, you know, with some improvements, or, you know, even I said get a royal family, the king and the queen some money, right? Does that make sense? Right now, you know, Brother Carl, no, right? All right, now, but William's saying that he don't want anything from me. He just told me to go to the bank and handle my stuff, right? Does that make sense? All right, now, I love William for that. All right, now, that's for the Lord, but, you know, within reason, it really is not a problem. But I hope that you guys are well and greater right now. So I'm not giving America money it cannot make. The Mexican-American border right there, that's why America tried to frame. That's why America called a Klan. That's why America tried to cripple my money. That's why America tried to make me destitute and homeless. This racist trying to kill me with stress. This racist trying to kill me on the streets. This racist old piece of shit old man was trying to kill me, Biden, as far as that is concerned. If you don't believe that, what was the object of putting me outside on the streets? And he kept doing it over and over again. He kept drawing up my money, trying to cripple me. What was the purpose of trying to put me in destitution as this stupid old ass was trying to steal from me? I need somebody to explain this to me. Now, as he turned around after 317 days, 10 months of doing this to me last year, he called the Klan this year and said, "Lao, man, they got their Klan mothers, their Klan relatives, and how the Klan claims who it consists of the Klan, yes, Lord, the Klan mothers and fathers, the Klan sisters and brothers, the Klan children, the Klan friends, the Klan grandmas and granddaddies." Does that make sense? But they all agreed to say, yes, they will lie. Yes, they will plant people to lie. Yes, they have talked to people to lie. Yes, they have came into an agreement for people to lie. And yes, they said nigger with Biden. When Biden said nigger, we can't let niggers have money like this. Like, yeah, we can never let niggers have money like this. All right, now, if he lynched me for 317 days last year, let me put a face to the lynching. As he said, he left the top of his lawns like with shithole racists like Kevin McCartney. And Kevin McCartney is a racist. Fact check my ass about them being looped into Biden, getting me kicked out of my house, calling me niggers, and I'm laughing right along with him. I want people, something, you know, Mitch McConnell. I want people to fact check me. I know full well of the names I'm using. I have an understanding. It's like that stupid ass boy, Jonathan. He went to a site like yesterday night or night before, or night two before now. And right now, he just got tens of over 50 or 60,000 wrong on some other sites. He just did this again. He got everything wrong again like two nights ago or a night ago. You guys can fact check me on that. So he went to another site and got everything wrong. What's up? Right? What's up? Fact check me. All right, now, that's for Florida right now. Being anti-American versus being anti-racism, they're very different things. I'm not giving American the racist in it no money so they can oppress me, humiliate me, embarrass me, try to lynch more people of color, make more people of color homeless, embarrass more people of color, more black people, try to rob people. That's not right, right? All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, but America, as America got told that in its delusion that it's not its money, does that make sense? Right now, America want to make some money? Go knock on these doors from, you know, house to house. 8 billion people, 7 continents. America just had, you know, $606 trillion. They didn't try to help homeless people. They didn't try to help secure America, help America, all the ways they try to stoke up fear about America. They didn't try to do anything for America. They didn't try to help Israel, and they just had $606 trillion. Where is it? They just buy all this stock. How much should they give the Israel? How much should they give the God's people? How much should they give the help God's people? They're talking all this stuff about all the things they do. Well, they just had $606 trillion. They didn't try to do anything, right? What's up? Not giving America any money. America just got told it's not their money. America just had $606 trillion. They race as these old racists with real biological daughters, and they did that group where they try to mask up their racism. All right, now, check that shithole Biden right now and his crackhead son and how many real daughters are in your date nut group, because you have been infiltrated by very racist people that didn't want their daughters to be oppressed, their bio daughters to be oppressed, and they lied that they're hybrids and they're real girls. Does that make sense right now? You think that's some type of a joke, or right now, I hate to say it, but the dick-nut group, you have a manifestation contest. You got a fake social media. Shrek has been trying to infiltrate your fake social media. You guys know how there's a Facebook and there's Instagram. The dick-nut group has a black, they have black pages. They have like pages like They have like a real social media that's for they you know, Say the Worst Free Man's group. They have a real social media that they're in a group right now that is like a back channel. Does that make sense? You have to get the invite to even get to the damn thing. Right now, that's Florida. Right now, Shrek is trying to infiltrate, you know, begging for access to it. Why would you want to be? Well, Shrek is a Satanist, right? This whore Kendra says she a Satanist and she hear demons and she talk demons and all this other stuff. Her demons didn't tell her she would get caught. I don't understand. Her demons didn't tell her that she would get caught lying through that faggot. Her demons didn't tell her she'd get caught stealing after stealing since 2003. Her demons didn't tell, well, she had crack since 2003. Then she started to funnel it, then she turned it into money. In 2005, all right, now start taking things digital, feeling like, you know, it's less risk in it. All right, now, but her demons didn't tell her she didn't get caught. She kept stealing another year. Her demons again didn't tell her to fail to tell her she would get caught, right? What a clown she is, all right, now. So she's trying to get into a Satan worshiping group because she is satanic. Does that make sense? She does worship Satan, and she better get saved. She's going to burn ugly ass in hell if she don't, right? It has nothing to do with her face or how she looks, but it's her dumb ass saying she worships Satan and trying to steer people away from Jesus. She's so stupid, right? It is dumb whore Kendra. I hope that you guys will and great again, I say. All right, now that's for the Lord as far as the United States is concerned. The United States did get told that it's not their money, right? You know, that's for the stupid, right? When they saw Vidrick Jordan, these races tried to bypass my, look at my name and tried to bypass my signature. People like TD Jakes too. They tried to look past her. They said, you do see this girl's name on this money. Her name is Vidrick Jordan. You do see Vidrick Jordan on this name, on this money. You know it's hers, right? That the Lord gave to me, he released to me. Does that make sense? The Lord said the year of Jubilee, ask the Lord to release the money to me that he's given me. All $306 trillion because the Lord has a purpose. And he didn't say it's too much. And not just that, he gave me the ability. I ain't going to make more just like it. Does that make sense? Right now, that's the Lord. Through the Holy, God forgive me, by the Holy Spirit. Through the Lord Jesus, through the Lord Holy Spirit. I can't do nothing of my own, oh God. Now the Bible says, God forgive me. The Lord says it's the Lord that gives you the power to get wealth. So God forgive me for any dummy. All right, now for saying that I can, you know, go make more. I can go make more through Christ Jesus. Not on my own. No, right? All right, now that's for the Lord. But the United States, right now, this is the equivalent of what the United States could do. That is not the United States money. The United States got, okay, this is not your money. The United States didn't just get told this, right? In the racist Senate, right? It would be the equivalent of me telling the United States to go knock on the doors across the entire world and all 8 billion people in 7 continents and demand they give you their front. They're going to drag your delusional asses to scorn like you just got dragged to scorn because it's not your money. People saw this money extracted from all across the entire world. Right now, that's what the use of Ripple, with the use of the extraction. Right now, by Jesus' blood, by Jesus' goodness, not some pretend show. That boy Jonathan just like a night or two ago went to a brand new site and got everything wrong all over again, and more tens of thousands of results that this boy got wrong. What's up? Right? So United States just got told to jump out. The United States literally just got told to go jump out there and 8 billion people start knocking on doors and demand they give them their fraud so they can get dragged. They know it's not their money. That's why they refuse to do that, because they are not under any delusion. They're just racist and thought they could steal your citizenship. I already told you. It's not worth that. You fools are crazy. I would never trade you $300, $400, $6 trillion for no worthless American citizenship that you used to call the Klan on me, you used to lynch me, you used to try to frame me, you used to try to justify your cruelty and your viciousness against me, you used to starve me, calling me a nigger. I went before the judge who called me a nigger. For 317 days, you lynched me, and these shitholes like Kevin McCartney and Mitch McConnell, this old racist faggot-ass boy, Jonathan, all of them watch all this being done. They saw me say I could work and everything, while these racists called me niggers and getting me kicked out of the house, like with clowns like Elon Musk and Chris Matthews and all these other racist-ass folks that right now admit it. They knew when this racist was calling other countries, and they were looped into his Klan activities, getting me thrown outside to make me look stupid so he can still talk about it for the greater good. So these clown-ass racists that don't know, have no way to make their own money, can try to steal. So that's for the greater good. So nasty-ass racists can keep things white supremacist, and so they can enrich their stupid-ass families. The devil is a lie. T.D. Jakes is just as bad. Like when Biden just called Carl Middleton, Kate Carl Middleton, right? And she didn't bother to tell him about the scam, right? And people are laughing his dumb old ass to scorn, right? As they should across the world, right? Say he's so stupid, I thought he got the best intelligence, right? What a joke he is. I hope that you guys are well and great. So it's not America's money. It's not for me to argue about it not being America's money. I mean, that's simple. The whole world saw that it was being extracted from all across the entire world. In America's jurisdiction, that's in its territories, in its 48 states, or in its 50 states, hell, I'm not extracting any fraud. America's not going to have any place to beg or think they can steal at this point, because it is stealing and begging. All right, now, if you think it's your money, okay, get out there, and 8 billion people start knocking on doors and demand they give you their fraud. They're going to call you dumbasses, delusion. They're going to drag you like you're being dragged now, because people saw it pulled from across the entire world. What makes it America's money? It's not. You fools are delusional, right? No way. I hope that you guys will agree. I'm not taking a reduction. I ain't got to make no racist feel comfortable with me. Mexico right there. You got cops trying to frame me. They bust this clown-ass racist at the international levels. Right now, after he got his ass thrown out of office, they busted him again, right? With no evil, right? Because I'm not evil, right? with me having no evil, right? After he had the most elite lawyers and investigators look at me for 3 whole years with his extreme prejudice, cruelty, and racism, he tried to mask as everything else. I write now by integrity. I thank God, you know, that's the Lord. I write now the Lord exposed it. I'm not evil or anything, right? What's up? Just a nasty-ass clown racist, right? Having white privilege don't make you smart, right? You notice how everything's like in a white supremacist tone in the United States, all right? Now, that's what had to be told about Elon Musk, you know, still want to pretend about being the richest person in the world, all right? Now, Elon ain't richer than me. They told his ass and they dragged him across the entire world publicly a couple of times. Now, does that make sense? Let me put a disclaimer there. Okay, we don't know what's in this world, right? I'm richer than Elon Musk, all right? Now, there's no dispute about that. I'm not going to take any reduction to make some clown-ass racist happy with me. All right, now, if I go across the Mexican border of Nessie, I'm trying to go to bank. But don't worry, I'm not coming back to the United States. I'm not giving these shitty-ass racists no money. You're not going to be dumb and delusional enough to beg me. Right? No. I had racists stick their hands into my house so they started to terrorize me and do all sorts of inhumane acts against me and war crimes against me for 317 days. Okay, how did all the other racists miss that I'm under surveillance 24/7? How do you miss that? I don't understand that. How do you have a live stream of me that has to stay up? You miss me saying that I can't work and I'm recording stuff and nobody's on the phone. And I get there several complaints and talk to the landlords. How do you miss me going to court and have to argue before a judge about losing my house and a racist said, you know, kick nigger outside. I write now don't work with this nigger. How do you miss all this, right? Just a racist, right? What's up? I'm not giving your ass this any money. Don't beg me. You can't try to steal them and get rid of your citizenship, so you can't be delusional enough to try that, Jesus willing, right? Everybody's not racist like Biden. If you're not, you know, please don't be offended, but I'm not going to bite my tongue about what I've been through because it was not easy to go through those stuff. I had to live through those 317 days. Okay, January had 30 days, and I had to live through that humiliation of calling to get the extensions. This racist wouldn't stop. March got, February got 28 days. I had to live through that humiliation, that stress of saying I'm going to get kicked out of my house, I'm going to lose everything. These folks will not let me work. I had to live through that. Put up the phone calls. Put up the prayer call while I'm telling prayer partners I'm starving, and these folks not letting me work, and I'm going to lose everything as far as like my home is concerned. Not everything. My money's overseas in England. I don't want my money in the United States. You see how awful these folks are, right? I had to live through the days right now of March right now, which is another 30 days. I had to live through the days of April, which is another 30 days. I had to live through 31 days in May, 31 days in June, 31 days in July, 30 days in August, 30 days in September. I had to live through those days. Do you understand that? I mean, the 13 days I was homeless in October, I had to live through those days. Being treated like shit, looked down at, people talking shit about you, some stupid-ass racist calling me niggers, laughing on the phone with Prisker and shitholes like Kevin McCartney, his racist ass, so right now, people like they get before they threw his sorry ass at the speakership, and he deserved it. And old racist-ass clowns like Mitch McConnell, I had to live through that shit. Do you understand that? I had to live through that with no remorse. Don't tell me everybody missed that. These folks monitor and record everything I do. This racist is trying to frame me so hard, too, it wasn't funny. His dumb old ass is trying to steal a formula from under me. They watching everything I do. Don't tell me that these folks didn't see me going through that for 317 days. 10 months, and each month got 30 days in it at least, except for February with 28 days. Don't tell me these nasty-ass folks didn't see that. And didn't have the audacity to turn around and call the Klan district, calling me niggers about my own money, saying all the ways he could steal after he did all manner of evil acts against me for 317 days for 10 months last year. What's up? I hope that you guys are willing greater, right? Now, so I don't have to give these old nasty-ass racists the money. Got to sit the delusional asses down. It's not their money. And I say this again as far as the racist is concerned, right? There's countless opportunities. There are 8 billion people. There are 8 billion people. There are 7 continents. Go knock on doors, all right? Now, demand people give you their fraud. Right now, they're going to tell you what you can do with your white privilege. Stick it up your ass. They're going to have your asses to scoring. And not going to give your asses to fraud. Because it's not your money. I hope that you guys will agree. All right, now everybody's at racist like Biden. If you're not, please don't be offended. But okay, on the guises of Biden calling me a nigger, calling lynching me for 317 days and laughing and giggling, calling me a nigger and admitting verbatim he got me kicked out of my house. Okay, what is the basis of that racism, right? I'm not giving America money it cannot make, right? No. I am not a socialist. I'm not giving these nasty-ass racist money they cannot make. Everything's a white supremacist tone. They tried to lie about my identity despite there being real women in the Dittner group. Ask that faggot-ass racist Biden, does that make sense, about there being literal women in the Dittner group, how you get them in, behind the scenes of your Dittner group? Ask his ass that, right? There are real biological girls in your Dittner group, but right now that racists have hid because they didn't like the way their daughters are being treated in their shitty-ass United States, but they tried to keep up a racist pretend wild for everybody else, right? I am not a Satanist. I don't have to be a satanic man's group, but right now these loser-ass men sold their souls to blow to go to no bank. Yeah, right? Does that make sense? Right now, I'm not breaking bread with these assholes and going over to China to go to the bank. I'm going to England with a lot of security, right? Oh, God willing. All right, now, but I hope that you guys are willing greater right now. That's for the Lord. I'm not going to apologize to America for the Lord prospering my life. I hope that the Lord want to pour my life. In Jesus' name, I welcome them too as far as like blessings and favor is concerned. Because I can't do this without Jesus, but you know, what's up, right? America did get told it's not their money to sit their asses down again, right? I didn't start this. They keep begging. I'm going to get rid of your citizenship so I can not delusional out you asshole so you stop begging. Again, I say, if America want to make some money, okay, that boy Jonathan just went to a brand new site. He got everything wrong again another tour ago. He literally has done this all summer long, plus now, and he got everything wrong again. There are 8 billion, that means you guys would be better off. There are 8 billion people in their 7 continents. You'll be better off going door to door. Does that make sense? Right? No, that's true. They're going to tell you what you can do with your delusion of white privilege and entitlement. You stick it up your ass because they're not going to give you the fraud. Like, I'm not going to give you any money, right? You can have back your worthless American citizenship. You used to try to lynch me, frame me, humiliate me, and embarrass me, destroy me, starve me, try to steal from me, try to disenfranchise me, lie up a wall that don't exist because you fuckers are racist, while trying to lie about my identity, trying to lie about Elon Musk, tell his dumb ass to fix your economy, trying to do all manner of stuff, right? What's up, right? They did confirm that Elon Musk is on the phone with Russia, and they laughed his ass to scorn, right? With Trump and Biden, right? I hope you guys well, right? So nobody's giving America money it cannot make. I'm not taking a reduction for white supremacists that have tried to monopolize everything across the world to feel comfortable with me. I don't give a damn if you don't feel comfortable with me. I'm not trying to live in America, right? There are six other continents, right? What's up? I don't know, no dealings with America. It's too racist, right? All right, now that's for the Lord. I'm not going to tone down what the Lord is doing for my life to make no racist or any asshole like T.D. Jakes comfortable with me. I hope you guys will. If you're not a fellow racist, please don't be offended. All right, now good evening. Thank you guys so much. All right, again, I say I'm no God. I'm no voice of God. Oh, hell no. I am Vedric Jordan. I'm a speck of dust. I'm no better than the next person. I'm a servant of the living God, Christ Jesus, by Father God Jehovah, by the Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit. That's what I am, right? The Lord just chose to be good to me. He poured this extraction out of my life. I don't apologize for it. There's zero human investments. There's zero races to invest. There's zero races to do input. There's zero races to do anything for it, but yet they want to beg. Don't beg me. Don't you ever beg me. You racist ass folks, don't you ever fucking beg me. And assholes like T.D. Jakes, don't you assholes ever beg me. No. I hope that you guys are well and great. Right now, that's Floyd. Right? Well, thank you guys so much. Right now, please check back. I'm going to get rid of citizenship so their asses. They can't steal by Jesus' goodness, so their asses can't beg either, right? All right, now, they're not called delusional at these assholes. Jump on them 8 billion people, start knocking on doors, right? They're going to tell you asses how entitled and privileged you're not. Thank you guys so much.